You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Man, like troops, back again. About my blood clot, yang, all of that. Man came on the cooligans and shut the thing down. Make sure you watch. If you don't, you're a ham roll blood.
Aye, Bobby. Let's go.
There's a little Union Jack flag in there.
Welcome to Inglaterra.
Estamos en Inglaterra.
All right, where we only speak Spanish and nobody understands what we're saying.
Everyone's upset.
What is good, everybody? Welcome to the Prem Show. We are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
And my name is Sir Alexis Guerrero.
I'm the Duchess of Polanco. Okay?
Yo. I'm the Duke of Meghan Merkelville. They gave her her own town.
Welcome. Yes, everybody. We are currently in Liverpool, England, in what has been an absolutely phenomenal, phenomenal for some.
Yeah. But I've had a rough go.
It has been.
I paid to see my beloved Arsenal drop 6 points.
Oh my God. I'm dropping just all these points. So I can't hold on to any of them.
Old Butterfingers Arteta out here dropping 6 points.
Mr. SI64, I think that's what I saw. Thank you so much for the follow. Appreciate it. So obviously we are in the Duke of Good Eats. Duke of Uber Eats. It works well, too. That's both great. Alexis on Thames.
Thames.
on Thames.
More like Alexis in Thames, you feel me? Polanco on Rye.
I'm getting hungry, bro.
Yo, Polanco upon time. Let's go.
We got to Liverpool on Thursday, so we got here December 2nd.
Duke of Pizza. Let's go. Mercamontine. Let's go.
Brushy87 said, do you guys need a translator up in Liverpool? The Scots accent, bro. Yeah, it's there's some people have been a little bit more complicated than others. It really depends. It's like from block to block.
We've been told that it gets thicker and a little bit heavier. Once they get drunk, everyone we met here has been drunk.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know what she's talking about.
That's what I tell my lady as well.
We're not the only ones.
So it's been absolutely incredible. Yeah, everybody in Liverpool, I mean, this is very much a football town. You were either a red or a blue.
We've only met one person that doesn't watch the sport.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's it. Everyone else, Ubers have been roasting Christian left and right. It has been an absolute nonstop onslaught of Everton banter until they beat my beloved Arsenal.
So first, before we even move forward, I want to make sure to remind everybody that on Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Football Sports Network, we have an incredible episode. We'll be talking about MLS stuff. We'll be talking some about, some of our trip on the TV show. But we have two superstars. Mm-hmm. We have two 99ers.
Christian and Alexis. Superstars.
No, we're going to be joined. We have interviews with Julie Foudy.
Uh-huh.
One of the 99ers. And then also, Mia Hamm.
The other 99er we have on the show.
So, star-studded show. So, we interviewed Mia Hamm at the Angel City, at Banc of California Stadium at Angel City FC event, where they revealed the kit, and it was an absolute honor to talk to her. First time we met her. Unreal. So cool. So, make sure you check that out, and you can watch on TV, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday, or listen to the podcast that will be available Friday. So make sure you subscribe to the Cooligans podcast if you have not. Okay.
Robert from LA said, did you visit Abbey Road? We did not. I don't care about the Beatles.
I love the Beatles, but I honestly...
Because Christian is basic.
I mean, they're a very, very good song. I mean, also, you say it's basic, but you haven't really given them the time, because they really transitioned from like the pop Beatles that you may remember.
To Acid Heads.
To Acid. And that era. Yeah. Oh, lovely. Strawberry Fields.
I could care less.
Back.
I know it's like a little bricks in New York in the park. That's what it is. Like little bricks.
John Lennon was iconic, bro. I mean, yeah. You got to give him a little
I've
more
heard of Hey Jude.
Top on Voice said, Judy is on our list of names if we ever have a girl for Judy Foudy. Did I say Judy Foudy?
You might have said Judy Foudy.
I'm pretty sure I said Julie Foudy, but maybe I said it too quickly.
Beatles be basic. Thank you, Mr. Bass Drop. Mr. Bass Drop's like, you need to listen to Marshmallow.
No, the complete opposite of basic.
Come on, Beatles. What year is this? Just how many of them are left? One? Can we stop talking about them?
I believe two are left.
Ringo's still alive?
Ringo's still kicking,
he's
bro.
He's pushing, dude. He might be out here. I actually forgot the Beatles were from here. I thought it was just Oasis that's from here.
Oasis is not from here.
It's close. Well, by the way, we've been in Manchester just about as much as we've been in Liverpool.
Okay. Top of voice said autocorrect. It was Julie. Okay.
Okay, cool. So you want to name your kid Julie? It's a good name.
It's a good name.
Yeah. Okay. Have you thought about Ringo?
Bring it back.
Give it a go. And then when people ask, where'd you come up with it? Just be like, I don't know. Just thought of it.
Never heard before.
Yeah. I was playing Scrabble.
So, no, we did not go to Abbey Road. We've haven't really had a free moment to just like chill. This trip has been there's been so much work. We've been running around.
It's been insane, and we haven't had enough time to deal with our jet lag. We've just been sleeping at odd times, taking naps wherever we can. It's been absolute bananas. And by the way, England, you need to fix your shit. Why is everything closed here so early?
Yeah.
We work so hard, and sometimes it's like, hey, it's 11. Let's get something to eat. And the only option is a kebab. And look, that's great. But four nights in a row, I'm all kebab down.
We'd like to mix it up a little bit. Top of my voice said, love Ringo as a name.
Yeah. Ringo is now Ringstop.
I don't get that.
Ringstop.
I don't get it. I don't know.
Cause go. Ringstop, Ringo. Top of my boys.
No, that was Arsenal Tom.
Oh, Arsenal Tom.
Coming through with that
Arsenal
banger.
Tom.
Thank you. Okay.
Come on.
So we haven't had a moment.
How about
so,
Ring Light?
Ring Worm? We can
there's a kid you don't like. It's like we're coming up with a Nickelodeon cartoon here and we've named all the characters. What Ringo, saying, Ring Light, and Ring Worm.
What we're saying is that if you're listening to this, let us name your children.
Thank you, Chupa Chachi.
Chupa Chachi said, I thought I told you that. We don't stop. We don't.
By the way, we are wildly sleep deprived and it is late. So if you're listening to them, you say, man, these guys sound delirious. It's because we are.
We haven't taken our meds.
Yo, everything comes with french fries here.
Bro, it is. That is like, if they can make burger buns out of french fries, they would.
Bro, don't give them any ideas.
Everything is french. Yeah. It's chips. Everything is, it's, I thought Americans were into french fries, but it's not even close.
Dude, the life expectancy in Liverpool is last week. Dude, we went to one restaurant where the lady, we got burgers and the lady goes, do you want french fries or chips? And like, I went into full brain meltdown. I was like, what? I looked at, I say he's an Englishman. He's actually Welsh, but none of us know the difference. He's from London. I looked at him like, what do I say?
Yeah. What's this riddle?
I was like, are they the same?
Yeah.
I was so confused. And she just meant skinny fries or thicker chips.
I don't know what they're doing out here.
They're going crazy.
Okay, we got fries on a diet. You want them?
You're like, okay. Yo, do you have vegan fries? And like, no. And
yeah,
like,
yeah. You want these?
But I thought they were.
These fries got a thigh gap. Yeah, all right, if you really want them.
We got some anorexic fries, bro. Or we got them thick fries.
We got whatever you want. It's just like walking into a brothel. Yeah, it's like, wait, what? You're being creepy about it.
Damn, these fries got BBLs, dude. Oh yeah, these are our chips.
So Brushy 87, were you guys disappointed with portion sizes? Everything over there is huge, meaning America
is huge. No, I would say it's pretty even to what the way Liverpool eats. Yeah. London has the small portion sizes. Liverpool's like, you know what? I threw an extra 4 pounds of fries on there for you just because I like the cut of your jib, my dude.
Top of my voice, y'all are so slap happy right now.
Oh, you have no idea.
Yeah. And look, we've just been drinking water, okay?
Bro, look at this. It's a mirage, folks.
Nick Lay said, how are the fries with the Soylent? Okay. Hey. You see, you gotta do this.
Deep fried Soylent.
So look, we can explain a little bit about the trip. So a lot of people, if you remember, especially if you're in Gully Squad, you made
three titty fries.
Is that from like Total Recall?
I just like that titties back.
So if you remember, we saw Everton play in Orlando at the Florida Cup, and it was the first time I got to see Everton play. Arsenal were also scheduled to be there. It was going to be a whole thing. We got to see the Cooligans Clásico in person. Arsenal, a couple players tested positive for COVID. They had to drop out of the tournament. So,
well, a couple people in the club. They didn't specify that it was players, I don't think.
Okay. Yeah. Somebody involved in the club. Anyway.
It was COVID.
Taco Time said, that's totally water. Chug it right now. I mean.
I can't do that with vodka. I mean water.
Okay. I mean, it's absent. I mean water. Anyway.
Christian dies.
Just chug absent.
You're just like, I'm blind.
So that was the hope that was that we were going to get to see Everton versus Arsenal.
The Cooligans Clásico. So didn't happen. So we're like, we might as well do it in England then.
Right. And if you are in Gully Squad and listen to our No Cap recap, you may have heard sort of more of the details about kind of the trip and what happened and Everton and the whole thing, right? Mm. But essentially, Everton essentially said, hey, if you ever are coming out to Liverpool and going to go to Goodison Park, let us know. And, you know, we'll try to be as accommodating as possible.
And they have been.
They have been. And it's been unreal. The welcome. We got to take a tour of Goodison Park. Shout out to our videographer, Sam Ashton, who you guys
killed it.
Will hear more about later. But he came from London, filmed everything with us, worked with us. It was an unbelievable experience. And then the fact that Everton was so welcoming and supportive and really helped us out, connected us with people. We did a few interviews. You may have seen, if you are following us on social media, you've seen everything that we've been doing. We've been on, you know, we didn't step on the actual pitch, but we were pitch side filming interviews. We got to sit on both benches, on the home bench and the away bench at Goodison Park.
We walked all over the whole stadium.
All over the whole stadium.
You saw every bit of it. It's insane.
It was unreal. Obviously, as an Everton fan, and to have that be my first experience is ridiculous and probably not the standard kind of experience that most Everton fans get. But man, I can't speak any more highly about like how hospitable everyone was at the club and made sure that we like just had a good time and we were able to talk to people that are also like big Evertonians. You know, Molly McCann, I don't know if you guys know who this is.
UFC fighter. She is as big an Everton fan as you're going
to
find.
Right, yeah. And she, we're to the point where, I mean, if you talk to a UFC fighter about soccer, you're gonna agree with everything they say. You know what I mean?
I was like, of course I'm an Everton fan. What are you talking about? Yeah, I think Arsenal's gonna lose 2-1. That's what I said.
Arsenal, never heard of them, actually. You know? Never heard of
them. What division are they in?
What's this I'm wearing? No, forget this. I don't know.
I found this on the street.
You know what? Some Liverpool fan put this on me. This is crazy.
Can you believe it? The disrespect.
Hate those guys.
Yeah, anyway, how we doing? Good day, mate. Yeah. What are you doing?
Robert from LA said, did Christian get one of those game day promos? I actually didn't. I forgot to get one.
That's crazy.
I might ask for one because I did forget to get one. But I
sat in the away section, so I didn't get one.
And Nick Lay said, did you track down Pepper Mills? We 100% tracked
down. Cannot wait for you guys to see this interview.
We filmed an awesome segment with her. Shout out to Pepper Mills for joining us. We had a traditional Scouse meal in Liverpool.
Scouse is a soup, apparently. Well, like a stew.
Yeah, and we had that with us. She sort of explained what's in it and a bunch of other
French
stuff.
Fries. It's blended it's a lunch fries. Which, by the way, it's not. But if you had it, you wouldn't be able to tell me it wasn't.
Robert Firmley said, ooh, not a real fan. Oh, I forgot. You know what? I was busy doing a bunch of other stuff, I'll be honest. Yeah. But yes.
I've never once gotten a program. I just don't get that.
I got a program from the Everton women's match.
You know what program we got? A TV program.
Okay. Which you can watch every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern time on Fubo Sports Network.
Be a real fan of that.
Okay. You got one of those? Oh, you don't? You ain't a real fan. Okay. So, an amazing experience. I mean, look, should we?
I remember when I was younger, I went on a tour of Emirates. The first time I went there, mm-hmm. I went on a tour of Emirates and it was cool. You got walked around and you got shown the trophy room. Everton doesn't have one, but
the trophy. I held it.
Yeah. Yeah. You held a trophy. Arsenal has quite a few of them.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's like you take a tour and it's like you with a group of people and you know, it's like someone who's trained what to say in each room. There's no passion behind it. We literally went wherever we wanted in this massive stadium.
It was incredible.
I remember being there and they're like, whatever you do, don't step on the pitch. And I was like, I'm gonna touch the pitch. And they're like, don't step on the pitch. And I touched the pitch. They were like, what did we tell you? And I was like, huh? Oh, I thought you meant like a ball being thrown. Baseball. I'm American, you know? I did whatever I could to get out of it. But I remember this time we're sitting there and I was just like, when we were at the Emirates, I was like, yo, can I sit? They have like the race car seats where the players sit.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, can I sit on that? And they were like, no. And then here we were like, yo, can we sit over there? And they're like, yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Do whatever you want. Those seats are 400 years old. Yeah, feel free. Yeah.
Do me a favor. Rip it up. Take it home. Take it home. We don't want it anymore. Take it home.
Colo Blanco said, congrats, Christian. I saw the game and I was thinking how crazy you went on Alexis after that goal. Yeah. Yeah, I did. Hannah Banana, thank you so much for the sub. And Colo Blanco said the video did not disappoint. It was, we saw Arsenal lose in Old Trafford. And
I'm so happy you brought that up,
but
Christian.
Part of me, honestly, I was like, oh, if this ends in a draw, the Cool Against Clasico ends in a draw, at least, you know.
I thought the same thing. I thought, look, because we filmed everything that's here, so hopefully we're going to make something like a really cool package out of it. But I thought, you know what, the end shouldn't have Everton losing by too much.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't want them to be too sad.
At no point did I suggest we Arsenal lose. You know, I didn't think that was good for the video either. Just me full-blown crying.
And then Damari Gray. Who has not seen that goal? That goal is unbelievable. Look it up. If you follow me on Twitter, shouts to Sam for he was filming.
Having the wherewithal to be filming.
He just happened to be filming the game and he caught the goal and then catches me. And
turned around to you.
Yeah, and my reaction, it was incredible.
Christian punches someone in the face. He's so lit.
Yeah. Go to @ChrisPolanco right now. Watch the clip. Watch that goal.
Thank you. Oh my God, die.
Thank you for the sub. T Romer gifting a sub as well. Thank you.
T Romer.
And even where I was sitting at Goodison Park, one of the big, things that always people say is that there's so many pillars that obstruct your view. And even Richarlison's goal, the one that counted, I didn't see him head the ball. I couldn't see it. I saw the pillar was right in the way of where he headed the ball. I saw Damari's shot, and then I saw the ball going in. I'm like, who did that?
What happened? did this pillar score a goal? I got to see all of it, and I didn't want to. I did not want to. I was sitting pretty close, not an obstructed view. I was in the away section, which is dope, and you kind of get to see, like, you know how they say, like, Twitter isn't real? You know, like, the stands, that's where the real fans are. Mm-hmm. I'm here to tell you, it's the same thing. It's just as toxic in the stands as it is on Twitter. And look, I get it, you know, and maybe it's just because we come from an American sports background that I don't die with the losses and I don't, you know, go party with the wins. You know what I mean? Like, I take it all in for what it is. Maybe that's because we come from a culture where, you know, an award is given out at the end of the season through like playoffs, typically things like that. It's not like, yeah, you got to hang on every win and loss. But I mean, some folks are just like, this ruined their week, you know? And I get it. You drove 4 hours. To lose, that sucks, you know?
It takes 4 hours to get to
If you're driving. Yeah, if you're driving. Well, you know what? The guy told me that, but he said he was staying in Leeds. So he has to drive up to Leeds and then go down to London.
I thought it was like two, but maybe.
No, the train is two. Driving is more, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, the roads are absolutely. We said this before.
The roads are an afterthought in this country.
They weren't even. I get that. You know,
when don't you think people are going to want to go from here to there? They'd be like, no, mate.
They don't believe in straight
lines. Why? There's French fries everywhere. Why would they need to come here?
Take a left on French Fry Road and go down. Chip Street.
You'll know it's Chip Street because it's a little wider. They just like, what would you need?
You can't drive anywhere. I mean, I get like America is probably the country was built too much for cars and not for pedestrians or cyclists or other stuff. But this is gone. This is going in the wrong direction. Yeah. I mean, no pun intended.
They're driving on the wrong side of the road here, folks. It's been absolutely bananas. Hell, like the. First of all, nothing is wide enough for two cars. Cars are just driving way too close to each other. It's absolute bananas.
Even when it was like horses, there was still horses take up a fair amount of space in the carriage, and the
carriages were big.
There was a width. We understood how wide roads should be so that two people going in opposite directions could go.
I think if you turned left and there was already a horse and carriage coming at you, you said, "I got to go straight now. I can't go left." They own this road until they're gone.
Yeah. So. Just ridiculous. Lapsutaco says, stop lying. Christian was looking at his phone. I was actually not looking at my phone. But one thing that was interesting was people are like, I'm getting a bunch of tweets like, what? Stop recording. Just watch the game. This is like, this is how you know this is authentic.
Right.
You're in England. They're very serious about the game.
England in 1858.
And I was never looking at my phone, but I was holding the DJI. In front of me,
right,
recording myself, but I wasn't looking at it. I was watching the entire game, and Sam happened to be filming me. And people just mad. Like, it's such a great moment, and they're just mad. Like,
would you get called a divvy?
A divvy. I don't even know what that means.
You can't hurt us with your old school language. What are you going to call me, a poppycock? I could care less. I'll get that tattooed on my arm right now.
Somebody actually, because I tweeted out that this was my first match at Goodison, a tattoo parlor reached out and said, hey, your first match at Goodison, the best way to celebrate is get a tattoo.
Which you're going to have to pay full price for, by the way.
But thank you, but no thank you. And shout out to Toffee TV. I just did their show, and they gave me this shirt. It's right here. It says Evertonia. It's really, really cool. That was so. Check that out on their YouTube channel, Toffee TV. But it's been a cool sort of thing to be a part of. You mentioned the away end, because I experienced the away end at QPR at Kai and Prince Stadium, right. And got to experience a loss with those fans.
Now we get to share that experience.
Yeah, what was that away loss for you like?
It was frustrating because it felt like I didn't want to be a part of the toxicity. You know what I mean? I don't think of myself as the most positive fan, but I ain't this. You know what I mean? I mean, there was just people were angry before walking in. People thought we lost before the first whistle, before the kickoff. I mean, it was just like there's a one-upmanship in you know what I mean? In who can be the most jaded in the away section. So maybe it was just the area I was sitting in. But that's my first Arsenal away. Experience. And I got to be honest, I might stick to home games after that. Why am I traveling around this country watching you lose twice?
Robert from LA asked, did they give you any toffees to eat?
We never even got the toffees.
We did ask, but they're not like readily available.
They call them Everton mints. Yeah. It's like the thing. But yeah, no, we couldn't find them.
We couldn't find any.
It also seemed people seemed disinterested in their existence. They're like, why would you want to do that?
Yeah, it was like an old thing. The name. Name stuck, and it's just like people are like, oh yeah, I guess we're still called that.
Yeah.
imagine
going to a Knicks game and be like, let me get them pants, the Knickerbocker pants that bubble up at the knee, and they'd be like, what?
The other thing we got to do outside of that match, and again, a reminder, we filmed a bunch of stuff, and we're working on something like really, really special. So please be on the lookout for that. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, and obviously, and some of the stuff will air on Fubo TV. But seriously, stuff we're really, really proud of, and you're going to really be excited about it. So even if you're not an Everton fan or an Arsenal fan. So, but the other thing that we got to do, we've been to Liverpool, we're in Liverpool, but we've been to Manchester three times already. And obviously arriving in the airport, but we also went to watch a Manchester City match. They were away at Watford, but we happened to go to the Etihad campus and go to their training ground, and we got to be in the room.
This is the game film room that Pep Guardiola and his assistants use, and the players sit in the theater. This is the same room we were in. Mm. This is where we watched it in this massive screen.
Yeah.
What?
You see, I posted some of the photos on Instagram, but we got to
imagine getting a cannonball with every Arsenal. Oh, my God. You go, it's a big ol'.
Imagine you got a cannon. One lucky fan will take home a cannon. If Arsenal played in like a Madison Square Garden type place, you'd 100%. That would be the shirt cannon.
Just God. Yeah. The
just
t-shirt
the
cannon.
Old loaded.
Just have the New England Revolution guys filling it up.
Eating hot dogs. Alexis' physical presence at the game was a gift to Tottenham. Stop saying it was my fault. I need everyone to stop saying this. Remember when I was the lucky charm after the North London Derby?
It's unreal. So fun. But so we go to Manchester City and get to watch the game in there, and it is pretty incredible. I mean, we're there. You remember All or Nothing and watching Pep yell at players in this room,
right?
And work on tactics and stuff like that.
I want to play. I can't play the whole thing because it's private, but I want to play something to you. So. Flex, who some of you know, I do a show right here on Twitch, on Complex's Twitch. It was his birthday that day, and we were traveling up to go see this game. Uh-huh. So we kind of missed some of the celebrations. But I sent him, make sure the volume's up for this. I sent him a video of us in the City Football Group, whatever, theater. And I was like, hey, man, here's the reason why I'm missing the first part of your birthday. And this is part of the message he sent me. I just need you to hear the beginning of it.
Yeah.
Yo, what the fuck are you doing at the Etihad, bro?
That's it, bro.
Yo,
just
the fuck are you doing at the Etihad, bro? Like, it was so hard to explain, but Sam, who's with us at the time, he would be like, this is like two English people getting to watch a Yankees playoff game at Yankee Stadium, like, while the team's on the road. And I was like, yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah, it's surreal. And we only realize how crazy it is when we talk to other English people.
Yeah.
Yeah, Americans are like, oh, that's a cool thing that you did.
That's cool that they let you in there. And everyone's like, you're not allowed in there.
It was unbelievable getting to do this stuff. And look, we're in a lucky kind of position. But the one thing I would say is that so many people have been,
I'm a beanhive.
I am a beanhive. Thank you so much for the follow. The amount of people that have been helpful or telling us like where to eat, what to do, giving us a little bit of direction. But the amount of people who've just been helpful to us and say like, yo, do this or meet this person or whatever, even getting to go to Etihad and that kind of stuff is just like, man, the one thing I'll say is like being in this business and this industry or whatever career path you have chosen in your life is just be kind to everybody because
you never know.
The blessings will be returned to you. That's the best thing I could say because the level of people who have been so kind to us has been surreal. And
I think a lot of people think we get these things because of our status or the popularity of our show. Everything we've ever gotten, all these experiences typically come from, I'd say 90% of them come from peers. Peers just saying like, hey, I now do something new and I see what cool thing you're doing. How can I help? And eventually we reach out to them and say, here's what we're doing that links up to what you do. Can you make something happen? And typically it does. None of these things are ever really gifted to us. it all comes from connections we made, and we couldn't thank them enough. I mean, some of these experiences have been absolutely wild.
It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, like, just even getting to do all this
stuff. Brushy 87 said it. Treat others the way you want to be treated. It's that simple.
Yeah.
That's why I walk around handing out Doritos. You know what I mean?
Hey, Santa's back.
I mean, this guy's always here. I think he's sending us a message.
So cool. And then we go back to Manchester again.
We went to Manchester four nights in a row.
It was unbelievable. We should have just stayed there, right?
Yeah, 100%. We would have saved a lot of money on trains.
But we got to hang out with also MLS UK show.
That's right, Henry.
Henry
that's
Hewitt.
His name. He's not just MLS UK.
Okay, yes.
You watch the show. You'll see.
Allegedly, can't remember anybody's name. Correcting me.
Call him what's his name. Don't you dare call him MLS UK.
So we're in Manchester, and we're getting to watch NYCFC take on the Philadelphia Union. We talk about it more on the TV show,
but it's a cool experience trying to convince a bar owner that they should put on Major League Soccer.
They are not fans. Yeah.
And they're like, pardon me? You want me to be shut down by the board? You know?
Robert from LA said, Alexis, meaning this is what you're saying. He says, if you don't get us tickets, I'm going to release the photos. You wouldn't want that to happen, would you?
I mean, like I told you, you want to make sure you have a connection to everybody.
Right. treat others how you would want to be treated.
Don't you remember this photo? The blurs are removed in 30 minutes, if you know.
It's a countdown starts. So, So obviously it was awesome to see that one, and yeah, we're going to Portland.
I'm cutting my trip short, and mm-hmm. we are flying to Portland. Our bodies will never forgive us.
This is gonna be crazy.
We're going from Liverpool to Portland. Same weather. Our body's gonna be like, it feels like the same place.
Yeah, they didn't go anywhere.
A lot less fried food. A lot more vegan options.
Yeah, we're absolutely thrilled about that. So
what's the difference in time? Is that
it's 8 hours.
Oh,
give me a fun little jet lag experiment. Oh,
buddy, we are gonna be sleeping in the second half of this match.
What else is there? Is there anything anybody mentioned? I mean, we can talk.
Yeah, there's a Cuban Puerto Rican dude from New York now working as a coach at Manchester United.
We got to discuss that. Chris Armas coming through.
Bro.
He saw us. He's like, yo, what they doing out there?
Yo, if a Cuban and Dominican could do something, maybe my Cuban Puerto Rican ass could do something too.
Pretty wild, man. So Chris Armas, a former coach of the New York Red Bulls, former coach of Toronto FC.
Whose mother loves me as a stand-up comedian.
Okay, yeah. I'm glad you added that part at the end of it.
Yeah, it's important.
Whose mother just loves me so much.
His mother just totally into me.
Alexis did stand up, and she was she was in the crowd.
She grabbed my arm very firmly, and she goes, you really like soccer? She's very New York. And I was like, yeah, of course I do. I was like, I just made a bunch of jokes about it. What do you think? And she goes, yeah, I'll talk to you after. And I was like, who's this lady? 100%. By the way, I'm not even hitting the note of her accent. I am not even close. Have you heard Chris Armas talk?
I have, but for whatever reason, I didn't expect the mother to sound that way.
Foghorn Leghorn made Southern people sound. This guy makes people from New York sound. His mom, no difference.
Mom
very nicely.
Carmela Soprano.
No, I mean, Carmela Soprano, she's like, not much of an accent, if you ask me. So afterwards, she comes up to me, and she waits for like other people to like get photos and autographs and stuff. When you headline, you're the star. So people sometimes will come to you and be like,
nobody asks you for an autograph at the show.
Hundreds of people ask me for autographs.
What are you saying?
There was lines
in Long Island. Anybody's like, Alexis, please sign my boob.
No, I think a few people were like, dude, I don't know, sign something. You know, like maybe you'll be worth something in the future. It's Long Island. Shouts to Governor's Comedy Club. And then so she's standing there waiting, and then she walks up to me, and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, what the hell is she going to tell me? I thought she was going to be like, so I was 15 years old and I saw Pele play. You know, I thought that's what she was going to be like. So she walks up to me and she's like, you say you like soccer. Have you heard the name Chris Armas? And I said, yeah, he's coach of New York Red Bulls. I was like, he's the first Puerto Rican coach. She leans over and she goes, and Cuban. And I was like, oh, really? She's like, yeah, his father was Cuban. And I'm like, you're Puerto Rican?
Sound like you've been smoking a couple Cubans.
she's got six Virginia Slims in her hand. And she's like, and she goes,
hold on, third rail's in here going, New York who?
Yeah. Fine, he's the coach of the New Jersey Rebels. Who I don't think have ever been in an MLS Cup final.
Yeah, hey, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I hate to see it.
I don't want to gloat too much. We don't have the cup in our hands.
Especially
yet.
Not with Chris Armas as a coach. anyway, the guy got a job in Real Madrid. Not Real Madrid, Manchester United. But she comes up to me. She goes, you know who he is? And I said, yeah, blah, blah, blah. She goes, and Cuban. I was like, oh, my God, I didn't know he was Cuban. And she goes, so you don't know everything about football, about soccer? And I was like, no, I don't. She goes, I'll tell him you said hello. And just walked away. So, look, I don't think Chris Armas knows who I am, but I think Chris Armas knows his mom knows who I am. And I was like, is that the dad? She goes, no, and just walked away.
So, look, he's obviously going to be coaching.
Nick Leishman said, we were in a final. We won the Western Conference in 2008. My bad. That's right. I think it was in Jose Altidore in that.
Oh, okay, okay. Right. Okay. So the what was I saying? I lost my train of thought. You said the Armist thing. Oh, Manchester United.
He's
going to be the assistant coach.
Oh. Yeah, not the story about the mom. The important part. He got a job. He got a job with Manchester United.
So that's I think Taylor Twellman first reported the news. I saw it then. Fabrizio Romano was quoting Taylor Twellman. This is probably unexpected, but when it comes to the Red Bull system, Chris Armas is very much familiar. And I think that's probably why it didn't work out in Toronto. It was probably, they were like, we ain't trying to do all this pressing nonsense. So he's going to go work under a coach that he's more familiar with.
They have that system that goes through all of their clubs. Right. So, there's easy upward mobility. And sometimes there's a way out, like if you're Jesse Marsh.
But with Chris Armas to Manchester United, I think the most fun part about it is all our European friends, all English friends being like, yo, who's this dude? And what's all this about?
And we're like, dude, we don't know either.
I don't know how it happened either. Bro, but
I'm just as shocked as you are, my G.
I am happy. Like, I'm genuinely happy for him. This is a huge... Look, Chris Armas obviously, represented the U.S. men's national team. For him to get to even just to this point, to be a part of such a huge club, the pressure is going to be incredible on Ralf Rangnick, that for him to get this experience is going to be absolutely incredible. This is a pressure cooker.
This is going to be tough, but also it's going to be a great experience for him. My favorite part so far has been the memes. Mm. They have the photo of LeBron kind of looking confused, like, what'd you just say? And it's the caption was, the first time Chris Armas says to Ronaldo, hey, pass me the soccer ball. So, the memes have already started.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see what the reception is like. I mean, Ralf Rangnick won his first match. Mm-hmm. Who did they play? They only won 1-0. Fred scored. I forgot who they were playing against. It was Crystal Palace?
Yeah, maybe. It was the team after Arsenal.
Anyway, so, but that's wild. And then also Jesse Marsh, we should discuss. Ended his, he wasn't fired. It was a mutual agreement,
right.
To leave RB Leipzig. They
told him he was sacked and he agreed mutually that he should go.
So
well, then maybe I should leave then.
So the, it's interesting because there was a quote, I think something about like the director at RB Leipzig, that Jesse came up to him like three losses ago and said, I don't think I'm the right manager for this team, which is kind of an interesting, you never really seen that kind of humility or just like acceptance of like, I don't think this is going to work. And then say that to your boss.
Maybe he thought he was going to get the job at Manchester United.
I'm pretty sure he did not think that, but interesting theory. Okay.
No, I mean the Chris Armas one.
Wait, I don't know what you're talking about. We're talking about Jesse Marsh.
Because if Ralf Rangnick is pulling up people from the Red Bull system.
Oh, you thought he would get the assistant role at Manchester United. Interesting. That is interesting.
Right? Breaking news.
Right? Who knows? He may have heard through the grapevine, like, hey, Ralf is looking for some folks.
Heard it through the grapevine. That's all I thought just now when you said that.
Okay.
I just pictured a California raisin singing that. Yeah, I just made that up, but it could be true. You never know.
You never know. Print it, folks.
You know, I used to use this technique when I was interviewing, when I was in the corporate world.
What'd you do?
When I would tell people, I would stop people in the middle of the interview, and if it wasn't going the way I wanted, or if I had heard one or two things that I'm like, I'm not going to work for this company, I'd say, let me stop you. I'm getting a sense from this conversation that you don't think I'm right for the job. And a lot of times they'd be like, no, what would give you that impression? No, I think you're this, this, this. And it kind of turns, puts them on the defensive, you know, mm-hmm. puts them on their heels, makes them sort of gloat a little bit about you and be like, you know, grovel. And then a lot of times they were like, you're right. Fuck about it. You ain't selling my copies.
I don't know. You're still here, to be honest.
I'm shocked, dude. I turned around and started doing spreadsheets 2 minutes ago.
So yeah, it is an interesting tactic, but I think from a global managerial perspective, he kind of saved face, right? He was like, hey, look, this is not the right fit for me. It's not working out.
There was depends on where he lands. You can't just say that and then not have a job for a while.
Look, it looks like RB Leipzig is the best job you can have if you are in the Red Bull system.
That's the highest.
So he got there and it didn't work out. So obviously it's no longer, he can't go back to another Red Bull club, right? He's going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, but don't forget there is that idea of like the, how can the players show you loyalty if you don't show loyalty to the players? You know what I mean? By leaving your job, the next job is in, and maybe that era is done. Maybe that's not the way people look at managers anymore, but that is still like a prevalent thought is the, how could we hire you knowing that when it gets tough, you're going to ask to leave. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't even peep that the New York Red Bulls won the Western Conference.
In 2008.
The Western Conference.
Oh, boy.
Western what? Western Jersey? Not even. You're playing
were they the Western New York Flash? Yeah.
Damn. Who did you play in the Western Conference Final? Magic Jack?
Yeah, I'm curious to see like kind of like where he ends up. The hopes were very high.
Robert Vermele said, next step, Canadian Premier League.
Okay, fine.
You can only go so high, folks.
Okay.
Ottawa Atletico.
Okay, Red Bull Saskatchewan.
Yeah. West of Kearney. Hey, shouts to Kearney. Shouts to Big Stosh Sandwiches.
Yeah, everybody. Go to, what is it, Bayside Sandwiches?
Big Stosh.
Big Stosh.
Yo. It's legit.
Don't go to Little Stash.
Nah, they're down the block.
I am curious where he will end up, because I think the hope was for this American manager to get this job. You would hope it went well. There was so many. The rumors were, and Nkunku, I believe he is the guy that said the rumors and quotes were like, he basically hated it. He just didn't want to do what Jesse Marsh was implementing, or was not interested, or was it, or didn't feel, wasn't following the instruction. There was just, he just was not happy with it.
Right.
And,
do you think it's 'cause he's American?
I don't know.
There is a level of disrespect thrown at us.
Sure. But
remember Bob Bradley? Remember how he was treated at Swansea?
Maybe he shouldn't have left, RB Salzburg so quickly.
Yeah. But RB Salzburg is like the only team of note in that league.
Yeah,
it's got to be tough. You want to challenge.
He was winning titles.
Buddy, I would literally just sit back and collect a check.
Oh, you had Brendan Aaronson. You like, you know, had some success.
Four-card Ahmed said NYCFC will win Cascadia Cup.
Four-card Ahmed. He also said MLS makes up rules every few years. Yeah. You know, why not? Have fun. Mix it up.
You don't want to make up a rule that we need to be paid more. How about that, MLS?
Implement it.
Get it in the books.
Cool against allocation money. Stat.
Ah, can't.
So, anything else that we should cover?
No, just thank you to all the fans that we met out here.
Yeah.
Shouts to everybody who watches and listens. Shouts to all the new fans that were sitting around me at the Arsenal match. I hope you remembered that we had a good time, because most of you were very drunk and very upset as you were leaving. Shouts to everyone at United View for letting me on. That was really dope. Shouts to everyone at Toffee Time TV that you were just on.
It's not called that, but okay.
TV.
Toffee. You keep saying Toffee Time.
Sounds right. It sounds better, to be honest with you.
It's Toffee Time.
Yeah. What time is it? It's Toffee Time. I want to eat.
Real SC said we're about to beat a Cascadia team this weekend. Look, we're going to be in Portland. Look, we obviously... We have Portland friends. We want to see a good game, but obviously we don't want you to win.
I cannot wait to go say hello to my Portland friends as they are covering their eyes with their scarves, crying at losing at home MLS Cup New York City football club.
I mean, we were in New England, and you may have seen the video on NYCFC's YouTube channel of when they were taking penalties and how, I mean.
Ian Beanhive said, was good to see you guys at WHP.
Oh, at Walton Hall Park.
Hey, what's up, Ian Beanhive?
Ian Beanhive, is this Nina? That might have been Nina, yeah, I believe.
Have been Nina.
Beanhive, if that's you, say that's me. But you know what? If that is you, and I'll wait till I say this until you confirm that is you or isn't. What was I going to say?
Robert from LA said, did any English person ask you random questions about America? Like, avocados, what are those?
the watching, NYCFC make it to the... to the MLS Cup final, wildly.
Hey, it is Nina.
It is Nina. Okay, I'll say this right after I say the stuff about NYCFC. NYCFC is truly the first club I ever supported, like 100%. Mm-hmm. It is where I was in from the ground floor of the learning about the supporter culture where and everything.
Popped his football cherry.
That's right. Okay, it was a mess. All right? It was a terrible
it was day. Everywhere.
Usually, usually the first time is just not good.
Yeah, but it's not good. This one was. I mean, we were washing off for days.
But the fact that NYCFC is in the MLS Cup final is a wildly... the club hasn't been around of 50 or 100 years. But for me, it was the beginning of my...
Your soccer journey.
My soccer supporter fandom, where it was really diehard. I was a fan. I used to go to games and stuff like that, but I never attached myself to any club. Right. So very, very emotional and very, very exciting. And we say this all the time... the Cooligans would not exist if NYCFC was never created.
Started in the stands.
Yeah. So, obviously very excited, and we're going to be in Portland and, excited to see that game. Now, Nina, we met Nina.
Very quickly, very briefly.
She's a photographer. She was taking photos at the Everton women's match. I believe she said she came from all the way from Leeds to go see this game. I saw some of the photos you posted. They were great. So make sure everybody follow Nina. But the one, so we have a connection. Nicole Hack, our friend Nicole Hack, who's obviously a big Chicago Fire supporter, just a staple in the Chicago soccer scene. She's also involved with the Independent Supporters Council. Yep. Awesome person. And
oh, very well known all over the world.
And Nicole mentions that Nina was the woman who got fired from her job for attending the Euros because she was caught on camera. So you remember this was a huge story. It was all over the news. It's Nina.
I am Beanhive.
We met Nina and we did it. I didn't know that.
We didn't make the correlation when we first met you.
I would have lost my mind.
Yeah. You lost your job.
with all due respect over the years.
Yeah, of course.
So I hope everything's okay. You were taking photos. So you're doing something. You're doing work.
We're comedians. We're just joking.
But that was awesome. So, I wish we could have talked about that, but that was so cool. You were a star in the U.S. for like 2-3 days. Everybody was talking about this story, and everybody was supporting you. Did everything work out? I'm actually genuinely curious. Did you get a GoFundMe? Did people support? Because it was pretty ridiculous. You can't. It's a Euros. England's in the Euros. Come on,
America don't know nothing about no Euros.
Robert from LA, I gotta go bing to read this story.
Check
out the story.
We're Bing boys.
Nick Lay said, this was the second league championship this year that was like watching Al Qaeda versus ISIS for me.
Jesus Christ, Nick Lajman.
First the Astros versus the Red Sox, then the Union versus NYCFC. So the Super Bowl will inevitably be the Patriots versus Cowboys. Ugh,
just the thought of that.
Oh my goodness. Man. So yeah, man, this is a wild story. So Nina, it was so great meeting you. Yeah, we did go to the Everton women's match and they won 1-0, a goal from Tony Duggan or Dugan. I don't know how to pronounce her name.
She crushed it.
But she plays for the English national team.
Yeah.
It was like the Continental, speaking of Continental Tire, which is a sponsor in MLS, it was a Continental Tire a cup match. Mm-hmm. And so that it was actually being played on the same day as the FA Cup in Wembley.
Oh, look, I'm a Being Live says, she goes, yeah, I got a new job and Netflix wanted me to go on The Circle.
What?
Did ya?
So it worked out.
Imagine they wanted you to go on Great British Bake Off. Like, I don't even know why I'm here.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, I'm glad it worked out. I forgot what I was saying.
Brush 87 said you were right the first time, Christian.
Right about what?
I'm not sure.
I don't know what I was right about.
Ooh.
Mm. Ooh, I love The Circle. I haven't seen The Circle.
Brush is on to something else now.
The Circle is like a, is it a dating show? What is it?
No, that's the one where you, isn't that the one where you're you're
trapped in the room?
Social
media game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's like the social media game. Yeah. Okay. I haven't seen it, but I have heard about it. Okay. Pronouncing Tony Duggan's name. I said Tony Duggan. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Sweet. The Everton women, they the first half they started kind of, you know, the bench players or whatever. Second half came in, they brought in the stars and it really turned things around.
Yeah, there's a player named Dali on the team that just bossed the middle, you know, when she came in. There was a lot of great players and it was a lot of fun. It was great. A lot of fans.
We had a bacon buddy.
We had a bacon buddy for the first time, which Christian's review is it's bread and bacon. And I'm like, uh-huh.
Mm.
But my favorite part is, first of all, it's
what's the
piles.
Egg? What's the cheese?
It's piles of what they call bacon here. It's like what we would call rashers in the U.S. It's loin. It's a thin cut loin and the fat back that's on that attached to the loin. And it's like salt cured, right? So it's very salty, a lot like American bacon, but it doesn't have the pink salt and it doesn't have the smoke, right? So you don't get any of those, but you do get just salt cured, right? So it's piles of it, just piles of this stuff cooked, mm-hmm. right? And then we're
one
eating
one pile
it.
Of bacon, please.
It's essentially what it is. If you saw someone eating this in America, you'd be like, buddy, you got a problem. So we were telling people, oh, look, we got bacon buddies, right? And we're telling people, all like the media people that invited us in and all that. We're like, look, we got me. And everyone said the same thing. Oh, it's missing butter. How?
Why?
How? How?
Why?
What more do you need? The bread is swimming in bacon fat. What more do you need?
Yeah. It's just like
dairy is too readily available here. We're just adding butter to everything.
It's missing, you know, MSG, corn syrup, and anthrax.
Like, wait, did you get a bacon buddy? It's like, yeah. And they didn't crush Flamin' Hot Cheetos into it? Yeah. That's not the way my granddaddy ate it.
Yes, I'm doing it wrong.
Ah, wow.
I don't understand your culture.
Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing with the butter?
How
dare y'all make fun of Americans in the way we eat? How dare y'all?
Yeah, bro. It was wild.
Don't forget the brown sauce. Ooh, I put brown sauce on that.
I went
a little bit on the HP.
I'm skeptical of the brown sauce. I'm just like, I don't know.
It's fermented plums.
Fermented plums. There's more to it than that.
Of course there is, but that's the basis of it. That's also where the color comes from. Got it.
Well, I like plums. I like plums. I'm a big plum guy.
Not fermented plums that have turned into a sugary sauce.
No. Regular old plums.
Yeah. You know,
welcome to plum chat.
You know, David tells a joke about a plum.
No,
he goes, you ever bite into a plum and it squirts you in the face? He's like, I don't know whether to keep eating or get in a cab home.
That's a good solid plum joke.
That's good. I mean, how many other comics you know doing plum?
You're not gonna tune in a bunch of shows and hear other plum jokes. No. There's no better plum joke, I think.
I dare you to find a soccer podcast that's got plum bits.
Abel G said, I shouldn't be tuning into this right now as I usually hear your podcast on my way to work in the mornings, but I have to hear Alexis talk about Arsenal.
I'm skipping over it. It was horrific. I hated every second of it, and I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, you'll hear, if you listen to the podcast, if you are just starting from now, we did talk a little bit about, you know, about the experience. But, I mean, you know, in general,
more plum jokes have been told.
Arsenal... I mean, look, they got a lot to figure out. You know, they need to really get on the right path, on the track of a team like Everton Football Club.
I just say they start playing a different sport. I mean, give it a try, boys.
Look, I leave tomorrow. Alexis is here for an extra day. He's going to London. But next up is Portland. I cannot stress how tired we are. This has been,
Right now it's 12:15 in the morning. Mm-hmm. I don't want to still be on this. I want to go to bed. My body is aching.
Okay. His body is screaming for that bed. Okay. this has been an unbelievable trip. And like I said before, we have a bunch of, really, really fun content coming from it. If you're not following us, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Instagram, follow us on TikTok. That's where everything is pretty much going. And make sure you subscribe to the Cooligans YouTube channel and please subscribe. Please, we need it because we're making almost like a maybe mini documentary around this trip that's going to look really, really cool. And we want you to watch it.
We want to get the views up for it. I mean, this is important. We've pumped a lot of our own personal money into this. Mm-hmm. So we want a lot of people to see it. We want this to be a big deal. So it would help us out if you followed the YouTube channel, if you hit the subscribe button, maybe click that little bell, that notification, so you know when we upload it. And when you see it, share the hell out of it. It would really, really, really be helpful because this was an incredible experience. And we hired a professional videographer and editor for this because we want to make sure that the story gets told in a way that is just as dope as it was for us to experience it.
And we know the ending.
Yep.
3 points for Everton Football Club.
We're going to cut that part out.
you'll
love
it.
It's going to be film noir. You're going to make up your own ending.
It's going to be like a Goosebumps book. Huh? Choose your own Premier League adventure.
What a cornball reference. What a goddamn cornball reference. A Goosebumps book. Hilarious.
So,
a little Hardy Boys.
Nancy Drew, get this caper. She'll figure this out.
You'll solve the crime of who stole the knit sock.
So everybody, thank you so much. Robert from LA said, I watched Arsenal Fan TV and someone said that Man United and Tottenham both made manager changes and it might or might not work, while Arsenal will stick with Arteta.
Yeah, because you can't, every win or loss can't be he's the greatest manager in the world and he's the worst manager in the world. If we say we're going to trust that process, see that process through. We are not in 20th place anymore. We're not even in 10th place. We are doing just fine. Okay. Relax. Have we beaten any of the big teams? No. Is that worrying? Absolutely. But you got to see the process through.
Yeah.
Trust the process. Give the dude until the end of the season. What's going to change?
Yeah. No one's going to fix this quickly.
No. No one's fixing Aubameyang missing completely wide open shots. No one's going to miss Eddie Nketiah hitting everything but the back of the net on a header.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to miss Pepe not knowing how to play in a system despite being in that system for months,
mm-hmm.
2 years now. Nah, come on. There ain't nobody coming in to fix that.
Preach, brother.
Right?
Preach. Taco Time 247 just said, Sue again. Okay, can we just sort this out because
this is so embarrassing.
This has been, obviously, we were at Old Trafford, and yeah, Cristiano Ronaldo had a good game.
People were just yelling, Sue.
It's comical because it's even in Real Madrid, it was like a thing, but I think now with it, in England, with the level of like, you know, wrestling is very popular here and people having super moves and special moves and like, you know, like
it's
at another level.
What is the thing? The people's elbow or something?
The people's elbow, the Stone Cold Stunner.
I don't know any of these moves.
It's, whatever. It's now one of those things.
I can't remember my name from concussion syndrome. Kick.
I mean, how much do we have to keep saying this? Yes. It's a little bit annoying. That's
literally
all I'm saying.
I said I was on Arsenal. I don't think you put it in there, but I was on United View. And I said the last time I heard this many people, grown adults, yell Sue was when I tripped in front of a lawyer's convention. And that's the only sound you heard was Christian laughing. It was a bunch of Manchester United fans surrounding the camera.
United fans don't like to laugh.
They're like, wait a minute. Why are you making fun of this thing we love? It is just, I mean, come on.
Yeah,
it's goaded.
It's goaded.
I mean,
really?
You know what it is? It reminds, it's because he's scoring such incredible goals that when they yell it, it's like, yo, he's just scored this amazing goal, blah, blah, blah. So I kind of get it, but come on, man.
Relax. That's my advice. Relax. Okay, everybody. Again,
thank you. I'm an adult. I'm not sorry. I love you, Taco Time. You're the goddamn greatest. You're like, you're not taking this joy away from me. I don't care who you are. I refuse to color in the lines. I refuse. This makes me happy. Good for you, Taco Time. You don't need us.
At least you can find joy in the fact that it bothers us so much. Okay?
Yeah. It's super annoying, bro. Grown men should not be yelling too. Thank you, Brushy 87.
Thank you, Brushy.
Taco Time ended it with GGMU, which I believe means Glory Glory Man United. Mm-hmm. Yeah, congratulations, man. We're 40 minutes away from your city, so we're not trying to be way too disrespectful, but we're done. We're done here, and I go to London tomorrow. Christian goes back home to New York, and then in 2 days, I will be flying to New York, waiting in that airport for about 3 hours, and then flying to Portland.
Incredible. So everybody, a reminder, follow us everywhere on, especially at Soccer Cooligans on Instagram, on Twitter, and on TikTok. I'm really trying to post stuff more on there and, you know, make it fun and different and all this other stuff. You may have seen my, I got to do that really fun reveal being at Goodison Park, like getting up out of bed and then, you know, showing up at Goodison Park. That was a fun thing to do. So please follow us on TikTok at Soccer Cooligans. Okay. Y'all the absolute best. Colo Blanco, Armad, thank you again for all the support. Everybody here on Twitch tuning in, you are all part of this journey. We would not be in this Airbnb in Liverpool without your support, without everybody tuning in, listening to the podcast, watching the TV show, hitting the follow, hitting the subscribe button. We appreciate all of it, man. So we can't wait to share everything that you know, that we've experienced so far. And y'all the absolute best. All right, everybody. Exclamation point outro. Let's do it. With that said, my name is Cristian Polanco.
And my name is Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Sooligans!
The